This is from our 103. Loyiso and Langamafusa, very nice music. It doesn't happen often, but yes, it is what it is. In the studio with us, already we posted his tombes, Bamhlabisa. And, you know, we're getting all these different comments, yeah. Which is Mosumende, Nkulu Bey.
My producer sent me a picture and said, okay, don't forget tomorrow. Said to myself, Jesus. Then I went to my mom and said, Yamaz, what's your mom? Huh? Aye.
What's
I, Yamaz? Mosumende. Now, but I knew the way she was looking at me and looking at the picture, which I must be something good. So I said, "Genza uti uti ma ngeskatsan uti umkulpe." What about exactly that? I said, "Lord Jesus."
Na wabuhlabisa why hola ngomhlaka 15 guys, former educator.
Oh,
okay, okay.
Ngomhlaka
15, someone has said, Miguelela, political leader of the IFP. Welcome to Fuma 103.
Good morning, Sanbona, Fwetu Linda, Nopindi K.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Together with my brother, I think, Kep Stole.
Sure. So, Baba, yes, Wabantu Matini Ngawe. But yeah, he cares. And you're better, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're all temu fule gumyanga taibo. Also, white clean shirt, tie right to the point. You know?
FM.
Yes. Ngocha, for an educator or someone who was an educator, you seem like you put on a bad. Am I right?
I'm going to school it was a good again.
Not necessarily. The only thing you would say, I believe on what I believe. And I know when to talk and when not to talk.
Okay. Yeah. And school any often this as a
people. That's what I wanted to ask. That's what I wanted to ask.
History,
yes.
I know.
Eskoleni, I was one of the great teachers of the time. My main subject is history.
I said it.
Okay, our guest this morning. Can we do traffic?
Yes.
And then on our return.
Traffic on Vuma 103.
Color.
This is Vuma 103. Good to go. Morning drive. Just four. Make that 12 before 8. This is Vuma 103. Good to go. Morning drive, yes. on a Tuesday. With us is Uvele Nkosini Hlabisa, the leader of the IFP, and also Ubaba Umzali, Umalume, Ubuti. Mr. Hlabisa, please, if I try to find anything about yourself personally with your family, please give us such information for those who want to know more about you.
Uvele Nkosini Hlabisa comes from a great family. We are a family which is responsible for the Hlabisa area, which is a traditional family in a way.
Yeah.
But at my home, I come from a religious family, Watandi Nkosi residence, because we are a family that believes in God. I'm married to Tandeka Manqumalo. Biologically, I have 4 kids.
Wow.
Kosnati, the elder one, Simikahle, the daughter, and Osmele Sonke, the second daughter, and the last born, Sabelo Yabizwa, who is a male. But of course, I have many children whom God gave to me. Some of them were left by my brothers who passed on, and some of them were left by my sisters. We're a big family. But a good family, we are supported by the religious beliefs. Webandla Nkonza and Nazareth Baptist Church. I think that is all one can say. Ubaba Sekemhlabeni, sikhuliswe umama, for quite a long time. My dad, my father died in 1990. And from then, my mother became a pillar who grew us. I'm the first one in the family. As a result, I took the burden of lifting the whole family after the departure of my father.
When I'm dialed, like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm dialed.
Hey, my daughter.
Now, you know, I just want to take it to another side of it, Baba, if you don't mind me asking. Now, I see, history is on a subject to be sent to school. But I just want to find out something about you. Well, I'm 7 to 7 aside. Not good to retire completely, but I'm going to know what I'm retiring. I'm 7 to know. Family, no. It's just me. What do you do for fun?
I really don't have much time for fun now.
All right.
Because mning imsebenzi engiyenzayo. Yesizwe which somehow compromise my leisure time.
Okay. Mm.
But life is too short.
Yes.
in most cases I find myself working throughout.
Wow.
But I do try to balance between work and the family.
Yes.
I like music. And as I've said, which is khuliswe ngenkolo ekhaya, in most of the time I meditate upon God, because whatever success I have made in life and whatever progress I have made, the background I come from was a very poor family background. But through God's help, we managed to overcome poverty. We are not well off, but we are better than what we were in the beginning.
Yes, because you said music, and I see Uti, you grew up with a religion of, you know, kola long kurungole end. I'm thinking, yipingo manje, that one song that keeps you alive. Leye gospel.
I hame.
Ese motweni. Uwedwa. Ibi leo nai.
No. Kora ke angiti. Njongo wa ngishilu kuti ngokwe bandla. Ngikolwa.
It's okay. That one song. Yeah. That you sing along to.
Hey, there are so many. Because it depends. When you are depressed. You sing songs that uplift your soul.
Just.
There is one song.
Yes.
Eti tito wami, dola lami.
There we go.
When you are experiencing challenges, you call upon God, and then you remember that no, He will never forsake you. Keep on holding. He knows it.
And also, Ubaba, you are a former educator, and you can tell. Iklas lako lalne order. And tell us your journey as an educator.
My journey as an educator lasted for 26 years.
Wow.
In the teaching profession. I spent 1 year at Nomatia High School, where I matriculated. And then went to the university for 4 years and came back to teach at Ngebeza for 5 years. And thereafter, I was promoted to Somfula High School, where I spent 20 years.
Yeah.
Somfula High School is where I did my Standard 9 and Standard Form 2 and Form 3.
Yes, yes.
I pride myself. Yeah, but it was God's journey. Because it never came into my mind that I will be a principal in a school where I taught.
Wow. What a circle of
life. By God's journey, I found myself back at Somfula High School. I pride myself for the contribution I have made in the teaching fraternity. I am a person who believes in discipline. A disciplined child, you can turn a child into whatever you want if a child is disciplined. No amount of education can get into a child who is ill-disciplined. I left Somfula High School as a school of pride in the community.
Nice.
Every parent wanted to bring his or her child at Somfula High School because of discipline as a first thing, and secondly, higher achievement. I always believe in strive for excellence.
Yes.
But you can only strive for excellence when you are disciplined. Without discipline, there is little good that can come out into a child. Ingane ifana nebumba.
Yeah.
Esandleni sombumbi. You can do anything ngengane as long as wazi ukuthi yini ufuna ukuyiproducer. And uma ingane i-disciplined, ungathi uyifuna ngo 6 o'clock uzoyithola, uzothi uyifuna after school uzoyithola, uzothi uyifuna nge-weekend uzoyithola. Kodwa an ill-disciplined child will not keep time in the morning, will not come back in the afternoon, will not avail himself or herself over the weekend, uzotha isikhathi
sami. For extra classes, yeah.
Extra classes.
And this time, obviously, you're talking so many years of experience, and there's so much that has changed within our Department of Education structures. What would be your take on capital punishment and also the new form of education now that we're in?
Yes, capital punishment was a good thing to be phased out of schools because you need to make law. Umthetho iwona ofuneka ube iguide enganeni. Once you instill a discipline, even if ingane alone knows what is right and what is wrong, God, if you rely on capital punishment, ingane iyodinga ukuthi there must be someone or execute a punishment ukuze yazi oku wrong noku right. Will not come back in the afternoon, will not avail himself or herself over the weekend, uzotha isikhathi
sami. For extra classes, yeah.
For extra classes.
And this time, obviously, you're talking so many years of experience, and there's so much that has changed within our Department of Education structures. What would be your take on capital punishment and also the new form of education now that we're in?
Yes, capital punishment was a good thing to be phased out of schools because you need to make law. Umthetho iwona ofuneka ube iguide enganeni. Once you instill a discipline, even if ingane alone knows what is right and what is wrong, God, if you rely on capital punishment, ingane iyodinga ukuthi there must be someone or execute a punishment ukuze yazi oku wrong noku right. But if you taught law, yangena ekhanda layo, noma isiyodwa, he or she will always go right in terms of the good and bad.
We got so much time, and with our guest this morning, someone said, "Mangela lugu for more with you." I know we got so many educators that are listening to the show, or abalalele kuma kutinji, a former teacher, a former educator like us. Hey, the sky is the limit. It's time for the news. Just a day before June 16, this is from our 103. Good to go morning drive. It happens to be a payday for most people since it's the 15th of June 2021. And also, it's a Breadwinner's Tuesday, Maholi Labantu.
Yeah.
Is it a payday or a pain day? That's the question. Angibuzeli mina, ngibuzeli
makhelwane. It's going to start off as a payday.
It is a payday.
So it happens, yes. Good morning, welcome to the show. And then we're looking forward to June 16. We understand the president will be in our midst.
Yeah.
In KwaZulu Natal for June 16 to commemorate this very day. She's Pindi K.
Good morning.
Is Gabriel Sotolan?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'm Linda, the game demanded. Good morning. Welcome to the show with our amazing guest, lovely guest, former educator. Uqobo ngabe nawe uholile namhlanje ngabe manje wasuka jolly politics izinto zama haywire. I'm sure also ne schedule yakho Mr. Hlabisa this time.
Yeah, but what is satisfying is that I followed my passion. I thought I've done enough for education. I don't regret the years I spent them, though I miss children. That is all I miss for education. Imthetho yakhona eshintsha njalo. I really don't miss them. Kodwa I miss standing in front of learners, because every day I stood before more than 1,000 learners in the assembly and I always ensure that I make a print in their lives to shape them for the future. Wow. I really miss that one.
Okay.
Well, one principle I will say, Mr. Dlela. I don't know if you've ever, Hlambe, in terms of time frame, Babundlela.
Yeah, no, I know.
Heard of her. Yeah, you know him.
Yes, I know.
Because he was also very disciplined.
When you say discipline, yes, we think about calling a teacher, no mazi, schooling, no principal. Onga kamu gundjalo. I want to make a puma. I get kubuzumun before I spend a class in.
Yep,
so
yep.
I just wanted to know, were you that?
No, I was not that one. It's like some principals, they hardly go to the staff room. I frequently went to the staff room to show the educators that, because I believed in an open door policy, that you must always see how people live in the staff room and always feel the atmosphere so that you can understand their concerns very well. If you do not frequently go there, you will miss the atmosphere of the school.
You were very brave.
I was very brave. Even mingling with learners, even outside the yard. Because I did not want to be that fearful person. Because you will never know things if people fear you. But if people are free, that you can even relay your views or your concerns, not necessarily going into the office. When you pass by in the desk, in the staff room, a teacher can share something. I was that open person. And I do miss the team. I spent more years, especially at Somfula High School. 20 years in one institution is not a little time.
Oh, yes.
And so about spending more years and you missing the kids, the children, your learners. And here's some of your learners.
Good morning, Linda, Pindike, and Ukep. Being a learner, and Bob Savisa. Bob Hlabisa was my class teacher, Engebeza, class of 92 metric. And yeah, as he says, he's the greatest of the time. Indeed, he is. Uba incosimende Pindike, wayengangcoliswa ngisho na ushoki. So I'm still proud to be taught by Mr. Hlabisa. Ngiyabonga.
Let's say welcome to Nyambos. Someone has said, "Mungela, look good to go morning drive."
Yeah, was born a leader.
And indeed, as Utemuti, why can't go listen now? Show
exactly.
And he hasn't changed. He hasn't changed.
Yeah, I know him. Same, Mark. Not man, the babu.
And you said you also want to represent Iskole Sako, and you wanted to represent Utisha Wako, work for DC History. Good 60 seconds challenge.
Yes, Baba.
All right, are you ready? Ujobe usokunikeza umthetho manje.
Okay.
Ithini ujobe umthetho?
Nyamboz. Yes,
Isibongo esibalulekile sakamthetho. So, Tikiswayo, when is the pay day for educators?
Today.
What is today's date?
15th.
Are you a man, Nyambose?
Yeah.
10 plus 15. 10 plus 5. It's a car for me?
Yeah.
Is today Friday?
Yeah.
Do you listen to Good to Go Morning Drive?
Yeah.
Who has just won the game? Have you won the game?
I am going to be winning.
It's a car.
Yeah.
Ah, my
You know what? He was taking his time. Then Ganja get a coffee and come back.
So we have Magella get tested at home. Magella, la la la.
Are you kidding? That's in the real baggage.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, but what's Ming Nisa? What's Ming Nisa all the time before Upendu? Because when he kept less, that's his tool. I said, hey.
Wow.
And thank you very much for playing the game. And I'm sure you've represented, I don't know, Ubabu Hlabisa well, more especially, you know, for some reason, Ukulumisa Ogwako, he takes his time before he answers, and very fluent when he answers. Is that your model of teaching as well?
I'm really proud for Unyambose, as a young person, the sharpness, the rules that were laid for the game. Mina khona bezomdidi. Kodwa ngizwile ukuthi uyakwazi ukuphuma ngisho ukuthi angasho ukuthi ya. This is my pride.
And Nyambos, we wish you all the best. If I may ask, what are you busy with? What are you doing today?
I'm on my way to work. Yeah. Okay.
All the best, my man. Yes.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much.
Great stuff.
Wow.
This is Vuma 103, good to go morning drive, just 20 after 8, rise and shine in the morning. It's a Tuesday, happy Tuesday. And our guest this morning, Ubabu Hlabisa, and you had Omfundi, one of your learners, Baba, Egmela, wazabalaza ngazo zonke indlela to get it there. And I'm happy you said you're proud the way he represented you. And Nangama VN, as usual, I'm a judge, a 60 seconds challenge is what they're to say.
Good morning, good to go. Lindo, CBC, Enchanga, Ethanzin, Shem. I hear Puchuga Lendo, I is a man I don't get there is really good. I want to hear Katuru life, Unoctora Lise Putin, Zamile Nyambose.
Bab Hlabisa. Hayi akubi kakhulu ngiyakunikeza lokho okutholile nje isikho somuntu omdala asishiwo public kodwa nje ngiyakunikeza gogo mkhethi qhubeka baba nenhlonipho fundisa abantwana sanibona kwi-good to go sanibona ungeke ngikwazi nje angazi noma umphinde kabili yini kodwa ungeke ngikwazi nokuthatha isikhathi eside.
Into enhle lana bayancoma and bayakha amajaji mhlanje.
But you know ngibuka what umuntu adesilala naye and then I wanted to ask ubaba uHlabisa ukuthi ngeke ngabona lento le eyipostiwe and I said to myself let me think about it. But mina ngayibona ngendlela yami but I don't know how you're going to see it. Yayithi a true leader does not create more followers, but a true leader creates more leaders. Understanding that, when what would you say, Baba, in your opinion?
I agree with that statement. A true leader creates more leaders.
Yes.
A bad leader stifles other leaders because he or she wants to shine alone. But if you are a true leader, you concentrate in building capacity, in multiplying leadership, and the followers will spontaneously grow, being inspired by the leadership in front of them. But a bad leader will stifle other leaders and want to shine alone, and people will turn away from that leader because people are very smart. They are not impressed by something that cannot last long. So now, I definitely agree that if you are a true leader, you must concentrate in building other leaders. You must not be afraid of having people who will compete with you and who might even supersede you in terms of ability. Because if you are a true leader, you must produce best leaders. Mm-hmm. And that is how people will respect you, because you are able to produce better than what you are. Like a good teacher. If you are a good teacher, you must produce best teachers than you, so that they will say, as you see me, there is the man who produced me. Mm. People will respect you out of your production.
Oh, wow.
And they speak about producing. The youth of 1976,
yes,
they fought their war.
Yeah.
And the youth of 2021, they have also their battle to fight. What do you think is the war of 2021 young people that we face, that they're facing?
Yeah, let me firstly say, we want to salute our 1976 youth for the courage they had to face head on the apartheid rules. The youth of 2021 or of our century, very unfortunately, are not benefiting on the courage of the 1976 youth. The unemployment is very high in our country, and the people who are really suffering are young people, and it is painful if you see the graduates being on the receiving end of unemployment. But I want to say to the youth of today, they must focus and never give up despite the challenges we have. The greatest challenge that faces our youth is to be innovative and be creative. Because out of the corner, you must find a way of getting out of the corner. You know, in the world, we salute people like Mark Zuckerberg, who is a youth person who founded Facebook. The youth of South Africa must come out with brilliant ideas. They must go for big business. You see, a week ago, I attended the launch of Agility here at Umhlanga. A young person, Dr. Lamba, he came with a brilliant idea in terms of the production of the bikes that uses electricity. It's a black person, a young person. That is the innovation and creativity our youth should focus on. Start small and grow big. Yes, SMMEs and local economic development, our youth must get in there, but they should not end there. They must grow bigger, not always be small entrepreneurs and only reserve big businesses for other races. Black people must take this space and compete with every race that we have in our country. I used to say to young people, education is a great equalizer. If you are educated, you are equal to everyone. Whether you come from a poor family, you can stand in front of everyone if you equip yourself with education. You can go for miles if you are educated. Have your dreams, follow your vision, and God will help you if you focus in what you want to achieve. Our youth must think great, must dream big, not small, not to reserve great ideas to other races, but they must go for stars, because the sky is the limit.
Celebrations coming up. This is Vuma 103, Good to Go Morning Drive on the 15th of June. You're born on this very day. Happy birthday to you. Send us a VN and send someone a special message. Or if it's your birthday, happy birthday. Time for sport. Zahara, I know she got issues with the law at the moment, but you know what? We're saying Zahara on the spirit of young people in South Africa. Keep on keeping up.
Hey, If I win a lady, Nemali, Tobesilay. Let me tell you.
That will go a long way.
Wow.
Before we commemorate June 16, with us is our guest, political leader of the IFP, Mr. Hlabisa. June 16 is a very significant day. Kakhulukazi kwikhalenda yabantu abasha. Ngokwakho, how should this day be commemorated? I'm talking about maybe in your family or families in South Africa.
Firstly, June 16 must be commemorated in our country because it is our history. If we don't, we will lose our history. But we need to do more the way how we commemorate June 16. From a family point of view, every family should take an opportunity to inculcate or instill the sense which the 1976 youth had of not allowing the bad status quo to live unchallenged. This should be done by every family in a casual way, is either over breakfast or over lunchtime. On days like this, families should arrange special lunch or special breakfast, and then over that special breakfast where you invite every person to be there, you take an opportunity of going back as a country to 1976 and therefore say the 76 youth stood for this. The today's youth have these challenges. What do the youth of our today should do to confront these challenges? You know what? Today, we have one of the challenges, substance abuse. Unless we talk to our youth, the struggle for 1976 will go down the drain if our youth will indulge on substance abuse with no cautioning from the adult people. And we also need to make our youth to know that you need to respect people who are older than you. When you want to express your view, you do not need to raise your voice, but raise the level of argument so that your voice can be heard, even if it is at a low voice. You know, it becomes common today that you are seen as a leader if you shout at people, yet is the opposite. True leaders raise the level of argument, not their voices.
Kickstart your day with the Good to Go Morning Drive. Morning Drive. Only on Vuma 103.
And the dead is just 14 before 9. Before Jacinta Ngobese, that's from 9 till 10, till 12. 12 to 3, Uzobu Uno Mapolo Bungobo. Lego Motion, 3 to 6, your drive team, Ulaki Sfaza, Notando Luetu, and also your big mic. Between 6 and 7, it's all about the money with Ntata Makanya. And also Manelisi Ndwandwe, Uzobe Nawe, 60 minutes in KZN. And don't forget to Makumalu, Tobile Mselegu. Uzobe Nawe, and 24 hours around the clock of Vuma FM Music. Your birthday shout outs as it stands today being the 15th of June. Who was born on this very day? I see Philip Jablane Uchabu Muleketi. He's a deputy minister of finance, turning his 64 today. And also Courtney Cox, 57. O'Shea Jackson, Ubanlo, or Ice Cube.
Oh,
wow,
it's his birthday today, turning 52.
All right.
Okay, I don't know why my producer just decided to give me these birthdays. Oh, just one, but... Ngizoshingane. Ngishe yami in our 18 years today. Ngise university. Patle kandu Richie, dula mina. Lester Faye.
She is loaded.
Yes. Or Northwest. Ngane ka Kanye West.
Oh.
Actually, una 8.
Wow.
And she's so rich. Than PDK.
She's a superstar.
She's a superstar.
Yeah, she's 8. And I'm 30. I'm
Lalela. Umaya social media, 80. Send her something, 80, like, I love you. She gets how many likes?
I'm a retweet. She's a star.
Okay, exactly. It's fine. Yes, in 10 minutes. You know, after this, you know what I'm going to do right now? What I'm going to do is.
By the way, Northwest is worth $10 million.
So yeah, whatever job.
150 million rand.
It's the right job.
Basic. Only right. Nisho. No, you know she's right. Yes, all right then. Nisho.
Imali akhlanganisa mina. No, my one.
Hell no, your whole family.
No, Coco.
No, he budget.
I'm telling you, keeping your stuff.
No, why, Linda? We are getting away.
All right, on my side, I've got Mohamed Salah Hamed Mahrou Ghali. 29 today. We know him as Mohamed Salah from Liverpool.
No, oh, yeah. Mohamed Salah.
And then there's Neil Patrick Harris. He's one of the stars. We How I Met Your Mother.
You guys must also
look out for the reunion of How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, they are old. Really?
And they're coming back again on our screens.
Oh, that's nice. But I need to send like guys. Yes, Lindy doesn't tag.
Yeah.
You know, Angi Chumanga advertise something. Usufunu Kutabantu, Babe, Nalindo Nayo.
Angela Oak Fisala Zalawami Usugo Lufelo Zalwa Namchanje, Ikamalake Wendy Mkize, Wagwa News, Wa Ufisala Ukazin Wake, Utule Mkize Gan News, Gabong.
Morning, good to go. Unoglunga lo waga mangele. Gifunu guti happy birthday gukweni uzinze waga kumete. Usala e watalu. Gitinje akule aza kokobe aza benezinyo lo. Toni mfisela gongo guse. Gabonga.
And indeed, siyabonga. The Honorable V.F. Hlabisa, the leader of the IFP. And welcome again, in case you just joined us. You missed out to what an amazing interview, what an amazing hour. Honorable VF Hlabisa, what all my radio interviews? Kuba khona mhlawumbe into uthi uma uphuma le mnyango uthi eish, I wish ube ngishilo. Siyacela siqale ngayo namhlanje leyo ndaba.
Zininga nyana izinto. Ebengafisa ukuthi mangiphuma la ngibe sengizishilo. And I really appreciate ukuthi it's not about politics because life is not about politics only.
Yes.
As this is the youth month, I want to say kubantu bakithi abasha, you must learn and continue learning and reading. Why? Knowledge is power. I'm great to hear ukuthi one of the presenters in this program is going to be going for her examination today. I want to encourage every young person, take time, read, and learn. You know, I would share without being ashamed. I'm a double graduate, but I have enrolled for LLB degree. Wow. Someone might say, but why? It's because I know the country will need learned people, will need competent people in various aspects of life. Number two, kubantu abasha, I want to say, learn to manage yourself before you are managed by other people. If you are not able to manage yourself, you will be destroyed. People are jealous. But if you are good in managing yourself, nobody can destroy you. But if you rely on other people, they will destroy you. A future you have might not be realized. The third one, Eleanor Roosevelt said, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Have your dreams, believe in them, and have passion on them, and follow your dreams and vision. God will supplement you. And one thing people must know, never give up. No matter how hard or difficult it is, never give up. Those who win never quit, but those who quit in most cases do not win. Asizikhetheli imindeni esizalwa kuyona. Never be apologetic. Ukuthi ngiqhamuka from a poor family, you never choose ukuthi uzalwe emndenini onjani. Ukuba uma wazalwa in a poor family, it was not your choice.
Mm.
But to die in a poor family, it is your choice.
Mm.
If you happen to be born in a poor family, but to make a determination that I will break the chain of poverty in this family,
mm,
you will definitely do it. But if you don't make that choice, you will die in the same family, poor, owazalwa, because you did not want to make a change. So now, in life, a young person must know we do not choose families ezalwa kuona. But to die in a poor family, it is your choice.
Mm, very
nice. In a poor family, you only need one person to break the chain of poverty.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not many. One person breaks the chain of poverty, the rest, they come up in a rich family just because of one person.
Hey,
so it might be you in each and every family out there. Lastly, timing is very important in life. Opportunities do not last forever. An opportunity comes and goes. If you miss it and did not seize it as it presents itself, you will not make a change in your life.
Mm.
So now, timing is key, and you must be able to calculate risk. People who succeed are people who are not afraid to take a risk. If you are afraid to take a risk, you will never succeed.
Mm. Those are lovely choice of wise words. Nice pearls of wisdom from Honorable V.F. Hlabisa. Siyabonga kakhulu baba ukuthi uhlale nathi.
It was a great pleasure. I will always enjoy. I left home at 4:30 in the morning to come to this show. I never mind to wake up at 3:00 to be ready to leave home at 4:30 because I knew I would be getting an opportunity to learn and share views with the public.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely day, Bob.
Same to you. Thank you so much.
And to you at home, in your working cars, you must have a super day. Hopefully the big man let us do ready again tomorrow. Justin Dobes is up next.